You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is, he caught me off guard there, but I'm Rob, off guard or not, and this is episode 713, and it is the last episode before Christmas.
Yay!
So, yeah. Was that a legitimate yay?
Yes.
Okay. I thought so. But yeah, I hope you're having a great holiday season. Hope that you get everything that you ever hoped you would get. Hope your shopping is done. Hope you get the new drone that you want. Anyways, we're glad that you're with us. Glad that you're spending a few minutes of your day with us, especially this time of year when you're no doubt very, very busy. We got a good question today, one that I think is going to apply to a lot of people who just don't have a ton of money to jump or to pile into that mapping business they want to start.
Call it modeling. But yeah, that whole
mapping,
thing.
Mapping, modeling.
And they want to know, where can they get started and investigate and explore whether this is right for them before they dig in too deep and become too distracted to work on their own business that they've already built? That's a great question,
indeed.
Right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Let's find out. Let's hear all about it.
All right, before we play that question, we want to thank our friends at videoblocks.com. It is the library of clips, audio and video of all the different areas and things that you're not able to get yourself. You know, you could use it for a website background. It doesn't have to just be for a video that you're putting together for a client. There are a lot of ways that you can use the information there. Go to videoblocks.com/drone. Check out what they've got. Hundreds of thousands of clips that you can use. Check them out.
Hi, my name is Jake. I am from Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes. And I am looking to start my own UAS business. I do have some experience, mainly through a previous company working with Sensefly products as well as the Falcon 8 product from Topcon. So I definitely have some flying experience, and the photogrammetry software that we have used with that is Pic4D, phenomenal software. But unfortunately, it's very expensive and very unlikely that I can purchase that right away. Maybe further down the road, I can use Pic4D. But I guess my question is, what do you guys recommend for like a starter mapping software if I'm going to be measuring volumes, topo mapping, rough inspections? I am going to buy a Phantom 4 Pro as well. So if you have any advice, that would be great. And thanks again for all the information that you guys have been providing me.
Thank you, Jake. Appreciate the question. And if you have a question, go to astronew.com. So what do you think, Paul? Obviously, Pix4D seems to be the gold standard at this point.
I think it is. Yes, it is. I would say the gold standard. I mean, you are able to try it out for 2 weeks, by the way, and you get the full benefits of everything in Pix4D. So if you want to create point clouds, OBJ files, OBJ or object files, you can also do PLY files. So if you're looking to create things in SolidWorks, or if you're looking to create, wow, there's just so much you can do. I mean, DSMs, DTMs, you can do classified point clouds. But there also is, you know, PhotoScan, and PhotoScan is made by, I think it's called Agisoft. I'm not pronouncing it correctly. Either way, doesn't matter how it's pronounced. What matters is what you can do with it. So PhotoScan actually has a very cheap entry-level version of their software, which I would say is probably the biggest, you know, competition to Pix4D, and it actually works fairly well. You can get a standard edition license for, I believe it's only $179. Yep, $179. And you're able to do photogrammetry, basic photogrammetry. You can create a point cloud. You can do 3D models generation and texturing. You can also do fisheye camera support. But unless you spend the money to go to the Pro Edition, there's a lot that you cannot do. So PhotoScan could actually be really good for you if you're just getting into modeling and mapping and you're trying to just really understand how it all works, how images and image acquisition is super important in order to get good creative or good models as a whole. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, you know, how would I say this? In addition to that, I think it's just so important to focus on, you know, what is your goal? What do you want to do with this? You know, do you want to serve a particular type of client? Are you going to be trying to create certain types of models and maps? Are you just getting into it just to like go all in? Because what I would recommend is that before you do a trial of any mapping software, modeling software, or buy into any, you should do multiple image acquisition sets. You should try different types of acquisition styles, orbital oblique versus nadir and cross-hatching missions. So that way you can run multiple mapping missions on the software. But I will say, you're going to be limited in how much modeling and mapping you can do, especially if you don't have a computer that mm-hmm. is just for modeling and mapping, because what's going to happen is you're going to end up using that computer strictly for mapping and modeling. You won't be able to use it for anything else because it taxes the processor just so, I mean, it's just astronomical. In addition to that, you should understand too that the more powerful of a computer that you have, the more that you can do with the trial version of the software. Because in 2 weeks, if you just have a standard computer, you're probably only going to be able to fire off one or two models tops.
Yeah, and by the way, I think this particular version of software gives you 30-day free trial.
It does. Look at that. Yep. Photoscan in demo mode with a 30-day trial license. So that's pretty cool.
That'd be worth trying, a full 30 days.
Definitely.
Get a lot done. So looking at the comparison there between the Pro and the Standard, just based on getting the Standard license, what could one expect to be able to do with that as far as the kind of deliverable, for example, that you would want to produce or that you would suggest they produce? Is that just going to give them the opportunity to kind of figure out how to use it, but not really create any significant deliverables?
Yes, that's exactly what it'll do. But it will help them be able to create point clouds and understand point cloud generation and why certain images are going to give you a certain level of detail or a certain level of noise or create a certain map or model that could potentially cause some issues. So.
Okay. So, well, let me just throw this one in there. What about drone deploy? How does it compare to Photoscan?
Well, Drone Deploy actually uses Pix4D's cloud engine. So they're just using Pix4D's engine on their own cloud, essentially the server, to produce maps. So you can do a lot more with Drone Deploy because it's doing cloud processing, but you're going to be limited in the type of maps that you can create. I think Drone Deploy does a good job. Again, it's limited to, I believe it's 2,500 images. So if you're trying to map and model larger areas, that will be difficult for you to do with Drone Deploy. But I will say that Drone Deploy is a great way to start off and figure out how to do mapping, but you're not going to really get into the deeper level stuff. You're not really going to be able to offer significant services with Drone Deploy just because of the limitation in cloud processing as a whole, the limitation of manual tie points. Photoscan, if you just get into it for, you know, the standard edition, you're going to be able to throw as many images as your computer can handle at it. You're going to be able to do, you know, just basic point clouds. And I think that you would have a better understanding in using a desktop processor over a cloud processor of all the different variables and all the different, the word is escaping me right now. I guess variables is the way to say how every variable can affect the output model at the end. So.
Right. Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. And so really, I think one of the main things that you're getting at, and this has been the rally cry for a while, and that is you want to use something desktop.
Yes.
I mean, ultimately, you're going to have to do that. And I noticed in our case, in the stuff that you guys were doing, that happened pretty quick. Drone Deploy lasted about 6 minutes in terms of what you guys were needing to get done.
And it's a great way to get started and kind of understand the basics of mapping. It's also what I like about Drone Deploy, though, is that they have a good user interface on the back end.
Yeah.
So anyway, but all right, well, I think that's going to do it for us today in answering that question. I mean, it's really simple. Quick recap. You've got Pix4D trial version, 2 weeks. You can do anything you want with it. You've got 30 days of Photoscan that's a demo version or demo mode. You can buy a standard license for $179, but you're going to be limited severely in creating a lot of different models or whatnot. Because, you know, the other thing to think about here, sorry, I'm switch tracking for a second. If you're going to try out mapping and modeling, you're going to want to probably get screen recordings. You're probably going to want to get material that you could use for potentially marketing your services in case someone is potentially interested in doing this. And I would say Pix4D is actually probably a better bet because you can do camera movements inside of Pix4D. The smoothness of the camera movement is going to be dependent on essentially the computer's power, just FYI. But I think that there are reasons to use Pix4D over PhotoScan in that with 2 weeks of free usage, you can create a whole lot more. And if you were very systematic about getting multiple types of file outputs so that you could market those, I would go Pix4D. But you've got to be very calculated about how you go into it.
How to best use that 2 week time frame that you have available to you.
Which would be, you know, multiple acquisition and data sets, you know, field and agriculture, topographical maps, just doing land, buildings, intense, complex buildings, you know, all of those things so you can showcase the different outputs.
So get all that done before you start the trial, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
all right, cool. All right.
I think that answers the question a little bit better.
That sounds great. And obviously, if you have a follow-up question to the answer, then you're always welcome to send that in as well. We'd love to hear from you on that.
Definitely, guys. And I would also say, I think it's really important to check out our intermediate mapping class because you can actually check that out for $47 and find out all about mapping before you dive into buying any software. So it could be a good save there for you. But anyway, that's going to do it for us today, guys. My name is Paul.
My name's Rob, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from here. Here, everyone, Drone U, just wants to show you some love and
Seriously.
Say thank you for supporting us this last year. We really do appreciate it, and we look forward to serving you guys more in 2018. So take a break, enjoy the holidays, spend the time with your family, and go fly.
Indeed.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.